Ladies and gentlemen, members of the media, here at the conclusion of the 53rd annual Auto Club NHRA Finals at Pomona Raceway, with the Pro Stock winner, driver of the Jim Buttner's Auto, Chevy Camaro, winning his fifth race on the season and now claiming a 2017 Pro Stock World Champion, his first ever driver, Bo Buttner. Bo, it was a huge day, big day, and it was a lot of work just to get to today.
Yes, sir. Long season. It's a very tough season. We all kind of bunched together, but again, I say about my team and the KB team, they give me the best, and it's amazing. We're little kids. You play these little games, and you're like shooting basketballs. Like it's like no time left. You're tied, one free throw, and all that. And that's what I kept telling myself. It's just going to happen, and I probably didn't drive the best today, but you know, just when it's your day, and God blesses us. So I was blessed today.
You definitely were. Coming into today, the championship scenario involved all three of the KB cars, all teammates having to get things done today. It came down to the semifinals where you ended up meeting up with Greg Anderson, had to get that done, and then in the final round had to light a win light. Talk a little bit about going into that semifinal matchup with Greg.
Semifinal was kind of how it looked on paper. That's the way it should be. And you have to put your own destiny in your hands, and I don't want to watch somebody else have to win for me. But it was good, and I felt good today. We made a good run against Greg, and just went up there, and that was really shocking to me. And it kind of got some butterflies and stuff during that deal. But then you have to get your game face back on for the final, which probably screwed that up in any way possible. But don't know what happened to Tanner's car. Tanner's tough. He's going to be a good champion. But this year it's ours. It's KB's.
But when you came into today, if you were a betting man, it would be kind of hard looking at the odds to bet for you. Why would somebody have needed to bet on you? Give me your biggest sales pitch.
My biggest sales pitch is, if you pay attention, when Jack Lyon shows up to a racetrack to come help me, which is Jason's son, he's an amazing kid for 11. He's way above his time. And he actually really helps us on the car a lot. But we're in one semifinal and every final that he shows up at this year. So Jason kept texting me all weekend that, you know, Jack's going to come work for me. And I kept telling him, well, I mean, I will ruin him. You can't afford him when I'm done with him. So they let it be, but I hope I get Jack back next year. But if you would see the emotions on this kid every round. And when we beat Greg, he comes up to me and meet me at the finish line. He's like, this is so exciting, but it's so scary. But the boy loves racing, and he will be in this seat someday.
What did you do with him? Three wins or two wins?
We've been in every final he's been at. I got beat in one semi, which I think is 9 or 10.
Lucky charms aside here, yes. and no disrespect or anything, tell me about the heart of a team that had all the odds stacked against it and came out here to win.
Well, we're supposedly the little team. But actually, we're not. We are a team with KB, and I have the same stuff as them, same cars, same motors, same tuners. So it's to me, it's not a surprise. It's just who went the furthest today out of us three. And I don't know. I'd always bet on myself. So if that helps you, that's what I'll answer.
Tell me why you will be a good champion for Pro Stock.
I'm still a stocker racer. I run super stock. I run comp. I had the whole weight of the world of the sportsman racer and the everyday bracket racer backing me. And that's it just brought that whole life to pro stock. And you will see more fans and more people following pro stock. I want to thank each and every one of you guys. I don't even know what my phone's at or the text, but it's the whole nation behind me. So that's what my job is.
Do you feel that there's a part of a new lifeblood that you and your team bring into Pro Stock that it's been needing for a while?
Well, I've been told that. And actually, Larry Morgan's a good, funny guy, and we've known each other for a long time. He texted me this morning. He says, you need to do this. Pro Stock needs you to win. And that was pretty amazing to come from Larry. Bob Glidden, Billy Glidden, all of them, they're all texting me. And just all the guys that I used to grow up watching or couldn't wait to run up there and watch them make a hit. But to have the support from the old school guys is huge. But we've got a great team. Greg and Jason both deserve to win also. So either way, it's a win-win for us. But we're happy it landed in our shoes.
Have you talked to Greg?
Greg was actually one of the first ones to meet me down there. So Greg is the most competitive guy, but he's like a big brother to me, and gave me a big hug, and he actually told me, he says, you deserve it this year. So that's big coming from Greg. He's an animal, and he's tough to beat.
Couple things. First, we were told that Tanner blew a front tire down there. I don't know if you saw any of that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I made a joke that I hope one of my fans didn't shoot out his left front tire going down the track. But no, it's actually happened to me once. Mm-hmm. They're like, how's that ever happened? It happened to me in a final in Chicago in stock.
Right. Fan shot out your tire?
Something shot out my tire.
And secondly, you had a long delay before the race here when Tommy's car or Hate's car was in the same.
Yes.
What were you thinking? I mean, that must have been just intolerable to be sitting there for that long.
Kevin, I do this, and I'm fortunate to be able to do this for a great time and to enjoy life. This is not my job, but the guys I'm with, it is their job. So I kind of have to win for them, and it's just strong. It's strong for the KB team, strong for Chevrolet, and then the Summit guys. You know, they're not on the side of my car, but they're all inside of it. So those guys support me more than you can ever imagine.
Bo, for a man, what was the mindset of a man who couldn't seem to win a national event and then go from winning a national event to winning a championship in one season? Tell us about how that struggle was real for you.
Well, when I finally won the national event, Houston, and I get out of the car and I was like, give me that thing. Give me that trophy. But it's right there dangling, and you think it's four rounds on a Sunday. And a stock race, something you're seven rounds in 3 days. But it was a good mindset, and when we kept clicking them off, I mean, we actually won the main season by quite a few points, and then we had to give them up to make it even. But I thought we could do it from day one once we started clicking them off, and it just worked our way.
Did you think you were snake bit because you couldn't win?
No, because I actually went through the same thing in Sportsman. I could win all the division races I went to, but it took me like 5 years to win a national event. Then I started clicking them off in Superstock, Stock, and Comp. And it's funny because it's the same people with the same tracks. It's just a different atmosphere. So, no, I wasn't worried about not winning, but I've seen a lot of people just go consistent rounds, get to semifinals, and make some finals.
What does it mean to you to be champion?
It's probably hasn't set in yet. The 2006 championship I won in comp, I kind of had to watch a guy not win, which wasn't in my hands. But it's the biggest honor, and to see the return of the fans and the Sportsman guys. I mean, it's amazing. When Dan Fletcher's screaming for you, I mean, that guy, he's to himself, and he's the man. But it's awesome, and I'm just very fortunate and blessed.
All right, one last question. They talked about what does it mean to you to win your first championship. What does it mean to you to hand Ken Black his eighth championship?
That's awesome. Again, I wish people could see the inside out. Ken actually told me, you know, if you win this thing, I want to sit at the head of your table, which is pretty amazing because that's his team, Greg, and Greg was going to win if I lost. But it's a different group of people than you could ever imagine. They were just as happy. They took me in like family, and I would do anything for that guy.
Jason, I think it was, during the season, changed the name on your window from Bo Butner to Bob Utner.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to leave it that way? Are you superstitious, or is it you going to sneak that letter back where it came from?
Well, if I was really superstitious, it would be the Bandit car for next year. So, no, it's a good joke. He and I are like, we're all three like brothers, but he and I are like the ones that pick on each other, and it's just amazing. I can't explain that guy. For him to give me everything that he gave me in this year, and he won't root for you, you know what I mean? But he's happy when you win. And Greg's the exact same way. That's why they are together. So, no, we'll go back to Bo Butner, I think.
Do you think it'll last?
No, it won't last. There's no telling what he'll call me. So, yeah.
All right, once again, you are 2017 Pro Stock World Champion and winner here at the final race of the NHRA Millville Championship season, Mr. Bo Butner.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. My kids are watching me. I love you guys. Maybe we'll get a flight tonight. Thanks.